This is Amy Sarasvati, author of Musician's Heart Journey, taking you through the musical library meditation. Come to a seated position with both feet on the ground. Sit with a comfortably straight spine. You can be lying down if necessary, but it may be easy to fall asleep that way. Explore what posture works best for you. Have a journal and something to write with nearby, but not in your hands or on your body. Put everything else down and place your hands, palms facing up, on your lap in a receptive, relaxed mode. You will journal after the meditation. It is recommended that you breathe through your nose during the meditations. If you cannot, it is okay. You may also choose to put the tip of your tongue on the roof of your mouth as you meditate. Begin to relax your body. Bring your focus to your breath. Without changing anything or judging anything, just notice your breath, the rise and fall of your breath. Notice your breathing at this moment. Observe your body and your breath. Bring your attention to where your body is supported. If you are on a chair, notice where your body touches the chair. Feel your body fully supported. Now, bring your attention to your feet and notice where they are resting on the ground. Continue to quiet yourself by slowing and deepening your breath. Sink into a quiet space within. Feel your breath moving through your body. Tune in to the beating of your heart. Allow yourself to go a little deeper into a quiet space within. Begin to inhale to the count of three and exhale a little more slowly to the count of four. Use this breathing pattern to transition into a relaxed and receptive mode. This is not a time for analysis. Let any thoughts or concerns that come up in your mind pass by like clouds passing across the sky. The next step is to add musical words to the breathing pattern. This is done silently and subtly. Let the words ride on your breath, going in and out. For a slow count of three, quietly breathe in as you focus on the three syllables, listening. And then to a slow count of four, breathe out as you focus on the four syllables and quieting. Go a little deeper into the stillness by repeating this mantra as the words silently ride in and out on your breath. You can expand the practice by pausing at the top and the bottom of your breath. Honor the natural rhythm of your body. Allow your breath to ride on the words as you inhale, listening, and exhale, and quieting. Notice whatever comes to you. Dwell in this quiet space deep within. Imagine you are standing in front of a magnificent library. see the steps leading up to the library's entrance. Walk up the steps. In front of you is a large, ornate door. This door is a musical portal. Open the door and walk into the library. As you walk through this portal, you leave behind your current musical ability and enter a place of total musical mastery. In this library, you can play any instrument exquisitely. You have all musical scores internally encoded in your memory and can play anything effortlessly. You have the voice of an angel. Rhythm plays through you in intuitive and complex patterns. Your ability to write music is unbridled and brilliant. You are all musical. Indeed, you are music embodied. And music expresses itself through you in numerous ways. Feel into this realm. Notice what stirs inside you. In front of you is a corridor leading to the center of the library. Begin to walk toward the center of the library. As you walk, look around and notice what you see. In the center of the library, you discover a grand rotunda with a soaring domed ceiling, adorned with glorious artwork and a large skylight at the top. Take a moment to notice the rotunda's ceiling. The library is quiet and peaceful, yet you can feel the subtle vibration of all music of the past, present, and future. In the library, thousands of instruments are available, all in perfect working order and ready to be played. Here, you can access all music. You can talk to or play with any musician from any era. In the middle of the rotunda is a large circle on the marble floor. On it is a symbol of music. Take a moment to notice the symbol. Walk to the center of the circle. Notice the large skylight directly overhead. Light showers through the skylight, brightly illuminating the center of the rotunda and you. Bathe in the sunlight and feel the warm sunbeams enliven your deep connection to music. Allow the light to pour into you until you are full of light. Take a moment to notice how the light feels as it illuminates your body. There are numerous corridors extending to other areas of the library. Each one leads to one of many musical worlds you may explore. One corridor leads to a world of rhythm where you can play any percussion instrument with any musician or by yourself. Master musicians are available at all times to play with you or teach you what you would like to learn. Another corridor leads to a world of wind instruments, where you can play a flute that is more than 40,000 years old, made of the bone from the neck of a bird. Imagine all the corridors and possible places that are available for your exploration. Which one calls to you now? Be open to the encouragement of your musical muse. The sky is the limit on how your musical muse whispers to you. Flashes, images, inklings, feelings, or impressions may come to you. Take a few minutes and choose a corridor to visit the musical world that intrigues you most. Stay in the quiet and be receptive to what comes. In a minute, you will begin to bring this visit to a close. When you are ready, thank any musicians or teachers who have shown up for you. Make your way back up the corridor to the center of the library, to the Grand Rotunda. Take a moment to look around the rotunda and see if there is anything else you notice today. At another time, you can come back to explore any part of the library that calls to you. The musical library is open for you at all times. When you feel complete, see yourself walking back to the front door of the library. Open it and walk out. As you walk back down the steps, know that you can return here at any time you wish. Gently deepen your breath. Begin to wiggle your toes. Lightly rub your hands together. Perhaps even brush them over your face and back over your head. Take a deep breath and release your breath through your mouth with a releasing sigh. Come back fully to the present space and time. If you have not done so already, slowly open your eyes. Give yourself a few minutes to come to closure with this meditation. Continue to take a few more long, slow, deep breaths to help you integrate this experience. It is time to pick up your journal and writing instrument. At the top of the page, put today's date. You are given 1 minute to write on each of the following prompts. You can always return and journal more at another time. What was the musical symbol on the floor? And what does that signify to you? Did you meet with or play with any musicians? What musical abilities did you have in the library? Thank you. What corridor did you explore? What else did you experience in the library? Were there any surprises? Is there anything else you want to record from this visit to the library? Take the next 5 minutes to journal on your overall experience of the meditation. Trust any impressions, flashes, words, or anything else that comes. You may begin journaling now. Thank you. take one more minute to come to a good stopping place. You will be given guidance on the last step of this process. The final step is to read what you just wrote from a curious and neutral perspective. After you have read your new journal entry, journal on what you notice about it. What occurs to you about your journal entry? Do you notice any themes or patterns? Are there any surprises? Remember, your journaling is for your eyes only, so let yourself fully express yourself on the page. This final step of reflective journaling is often fruitful and revealing. Staying in a quiet and receptive space, let it flow through you. It's time to journal again for a final 5 minutes. You may begin journaling now. take one more minute to journal. Is there anything else to record at this moment while it is fresh in your mind? It is time to bring your writing to a good stopping place for now. This is the end of the musical library meditation. You've taken a new step on your musician's heart journey. More insights will likely come to you about this experience. You can return to your journal anytime to explore and develop this work. Blessings and love to you on your musician's heart journey.